What have people been taught about a spiritual death that is pure fiction? Mike explains.
But one man's sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Now here is the misinterpretation of this passage. Most all Bible teachers say that this death that entered in was spiritual death. It's very easy to prove with the scriptures that it was not spiritual death, it was physical death. That physical death entered into the world as a result of sin. Now, I know it's not spiritual death for this reason. If you look up spirit in the Bible every time it's used, you will find dozens, many more than that, times that the Bible speaks of the human spirit of a sinner. Speaks of the spirit of Pharaoh, the spirit of Nebuchadnezzar, the spirit of man. Speaks of the depraved spirit, a wicked spirit, a mean spirit, a bitter spirit. It speaks of the human spirit as something that lives and is present at all times. There's nothing in the Bible about a regenerated spirit or a new spirit other than the Holy Spirit, which comes in and joins our spirit, doesn't put his spirit where the one didn't previously exist, but it comes in and he that's joined to the Lord is one spirit then with God. But even then, the spirit is capable of corruption and needs continual sanctification. So the spirit that was in Adam did not depart and did not die. It's Adam's physical body that entered into a state of death.
We're happy you could listen today and hope you enjoyed it. Please remember to check out our great current specials.